Well, I am so excited. In our studio today, we have Madeline Carroll, actress, actor. You are just, you know, I never know. Is it actor or actress?
I don't know. People say both.
You know, actress, I guess now and everybody's like being empowered and they're actors now. So, you know, what do you prefer?
I don't know. I think I like being called an actress.
I do too. And you look like an actress.
Yeah, I heard a rumor that they're going to like eventually merge that and just make it all one category, like the awards and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Doesn't seem like a fair fight.
Oh, I like it. I like that feminine side of you. I appreciate that. Well, Madeline, most of us know you from your recent film, I Can Only Imagine, and it was a powerful film, a very touching film, but you've had quite a history, actually, in the industry. You started very young, like maybe the age of 3 or something, I think I read.
Yeah. I was three years old, and I got discovered in a nail salon in the Valley. Yeah, so this is completely
in a nail salon. So, you know, if you want to be an actor, just come and get your nails done in L.A. Who knows, right? Hey, I want to talk about something because we have a movement called Women of Influence, and I want to hear your heart about women in the industry and how do you stay strong and stand up for who you are to where people aren't taking advantage of you, but still stay true to your character and stay true to your calling. And where's that balance? Where's that tug that cannot be easy?
No, it's been hard. It's definitely been a hard journey, but God's been faithful. I think I just purposed in my heart. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is, I've purposed in my heart that I might not sin against you. And at a very young age, I had a really deep relationship with God, really early on. I think I started reading my word on my own at like 9. Wow. And so I just love the Lord. And I know this sounds so crazy, but the truth of that has really come out this year. But when I was younger, I think I was like 10 or 11, I remember reading in Proverbs. And I remember the Lord just kind of laying on my heart that kind of like every decision that I was making and going to make, that like not only were people going to watch me, but also that there were going to be like people that would come after me or something. It was really weird. And and it just like was a thought. And then this year, like when I Can Only Imagine came out, like my testimony has been so private my whole life, just up until the release of the film. And when that happened, God just really opened up this whole other door for speaking for me through promoting the movie. Right. And so it's just so crazy. Like all these little girls come up to me now and they're like, I want to do what you do. And I want to do it the way that God's did it for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it blesses me so much because it was really hard.
Yeah.
It was hard to say like, no, I'm not going to do this and I'm not going to do that. But it's just been so, so rewarding.
Yeah.
And God's dream for my life was just so much bigger than the dream I had for myself.
Yeah.
But although it was hard, it's been rewarding.
And you've stood for really your conviction, and you've stood with character. You know, something that's very important to us here is something we call Story Club. And I teach women how to tell their story. Mm-hmm. And our mission statement for Story Club is empowering women to tell their story for freedom, purpose, and the next generation. Because story is so powerful. And I'm sure that people are wanting to know your story. They're coming to you with their story. Let's talk about the power of story, our personal story, and how story really does when we get authentic and we get real with someone and we tell our story. There is freedom in our story and there's purpose. Tell us a little bit about the power of story in your life.
Gosh, you know, the word says the power is in our testimony, and I've really seen that recently. But just, I guess, the things that God does with you in darkness are for a reason. You know what I mean? He's growing you. He's nurturing you. Yeah. The revelation that he's given you in that time. To be honest, I think the closest I've ever felt to God was in that dark season of, Lord, is this still what you want for my life? My big thing was, especially when it really got hard, because I had a really successful career growing up as a child. But when I hit like 15, that's kind of when everything went to a standstill, because the roles that started coming my way were things that I didn't want to do.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden it's nudity and sex and all this stuff. And it was really hard. And I went through a really long struggle, to keep a long story short, but I just hit this wall where I was like, Lord, I don't know if I can do this anymore. I really had my Abraham and Isaac moment. I said, Lord, I literally can't carry it. I felt like God was teasing me, like holding something in front of me, and I wasn't able to catch it. And I said, you know what, God, I can't hold it anymore. And what's funny is like, that's the hardest part of my testimony, but that's the part that people respond to the most, because so many people feel that way, that their dream is dying or that they have to give something up. And God just really, I should have asked for more, honestly, in that moment with God. I should have had like a longer list, because the next day he showed up and showed out and answered all of my prayers. And God cares about your dreams. I think a lot of people grow up and they just give up. Mm-hmm. And God cares about your dreams. Mm-hmm. He gave them to you for a reason, more than anything.
Yeah.
And so it's I'm thankful for my testimony, although it was so hard to walk it out. Yeah. I'm so thankful for it, because now it's given me something to share and say. I always wanted to speak, but I had nothing to say.
Right.
Until now.
This is your story. Well, we're going to end in just a few minutes, but what I want to do is I want you to speak to our audience right now, and we are Women of Influence. This is our ministry. Would you speak to women on how to use their sphere of influence, whatever it is, as a mother in the workforce, with an idea, creativity? Encourage these women how to step into their sphere of influence for the kingdom and to not be discouraged when hard times come. What would be your advice?
I would say when you feel something on your heart, you need to go for it. My mentor, you know, told me a few days ago, and it was just so powerful, that the little boy who came with his lunch that day didn't know he was going to feed so many.
Yeah.
And sometimes with exactly what people need. And so don't be intimidated and step boldly into it, because you might have exactly what they need for that day. And he impacted so many people just by coming with his little lunch.
Yeah.
And so just know that you have something to offer, know that you have something to give, and it's up to God to multiply it. We just have to be willing.
That's so good. Okay, I want to know just a little bit. I'm just curious. What's some inside good stuff with I Can Only Imagine? Give us a little something with working with the cast, maybe a God moment, a we didn't expect this, something that we haven't read yet in the paper, if we saw the movie. Give us a little something. I love always the backstory of something that went on set.
Well, for me, it was just so special for me, because I literally had quit and decided that I was quitting, and then God came through with that film. And so for me, when it released, I was so proud of it, and I kept going to the theaters by myself and buying tickets and passing them out to people. It was really funny. They thought I was like trying to sell them something. And so I would go there, and I would sit in the hallway. I was just so grateful. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just was so grateful to God. I couldn't believe that I was like in another movie. And so I would wait in the hallway really creepily and wait for it to end. And it never seemed to fail. Like out of all the times I went to, there was always one or two people that literally couldn't get out of their seat. Mm-hmm. And I would go talk to them after. And they'd be like, Shannon. And I'd be like, no, I'm Madeline. But I would get to pray with them and talk with them, and the lives that were impacted. It was so strange. It was like literally, we brought like church to the movie theater.
Yeah,
people who would have never darkened the door of a service, their lives were changed through the movie.
Yeah.
It was just unbelievable how God collided ministry for me and what I love to do into one thing. And the lives that were just so blessed. And I wish that I could have went to every single theater and seen that, but there were so many. This one woman, she gave up her child a long time ago for adoption. She was sobbing in the seat. And she said, you don't understand, I wasn't supposed to come here today. And I ran into this man in the elevator who said he was coming to see this movie. So I just bought a ticket and I came.
Wow.
And she said, I am going to go home and I'm going to reconnect with my son.
Oh, wow.
Really cool. So
power,
like just tons of testimonies
the
like
power
that. Just
of your
been
story.
The most, the most awesome, rewarding thing of all, just to see what God did with it. That it wasn't just, you know, a job for me. You know what I mean? It was so much.
Yeah.
And God's just amazing. I'm overwhelmed, really.
You know, Madeline, I want you to know right now that I just sense your tenderness and your authenticity. And I think the thing for me, I want to say to you right now, is that we as believers, as Christians, we stand firm, we stand strong, and we don't compromise our conviction. And God is a supernatural God. Holy Spirit is real, and He leads us, and He guides us, and He opens doors that no other man can open, and He will shut doors the man tries to open that we shouldn't walk through. So I just want to personally thank you. The movie impacted me, and I want you to know that God has imagined more for you.
Amen.
God has imagined more for you. And He's not the only one. He wants you to imagine. So I want to encourage you to reach out right now. Maybe it's through a prayer in your heart, and just ask God to show you what He has for you, because God indeed has great and good things for you. Madeline, thank you for being here. We have just met, and I just already feel a kindred spirit to you, and I just thank you for your testimony. Stand strong. God's got more big things for you.
Thank you, Dad.
God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.